she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola. Muy bien. Gracias. Y Waddle.
Bien.
Waddle.
Wow.
And me. My name's Sybil. Our phone number here is 877-881-1053. That is 877-881-1053.
For the slower listeners.
Yeah, that way you have time to plug it into your phone.
That's for you, Uncle Don.
That's for you, Uncle Don.
He says he listens slow.
Tammy's uncle.
He say you talk too fast.
Always,
he says, I
do
too slow.
Talk fast, though. I'm all hopped up on Red Bull, and I talk fast. I do everything
Ooh,
fast.
You have to be careful. I read a story this last week. That can kill you.
I know. Energy drinks. But thankfully, the girl I think you're talking about had some sort of heart murmur, so it, like, conflicted.
Let me get back to what you said.
Thankfully. Not thankfully.
Thankfully.
She did not.
I want to make sure I have that right.
I meant to say, yeah, that came out wrong, didn't
okay.
it? I meant to say, thankfully, I don't have a heart murmur, so I think that was the issue. Okay.
Is that how you find out? You down a couple
okay,
of Red Bulls?
Isn't even funny. Let's change the
okay.
subject.
I hope not.
Subject change.
All right. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733, and you can call Autoflex, and you should, because there's a lease return sale going on.
There is, and beside that, they pay for us being on the air. So you can give them a call at either 972 or 817-234-1234. That's 972 or 817-234-1234. Or you can go to Autoflex.com and see some of those great lease returns right there at Autoflex.com, and you can build a car and you can get a black book appraisal on your car. And you can just do a myriad of things at Autoflex.com.
See, that made me think of the song, Uno, Dos, Tres, Cuatro.
That was Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Wooly Bully.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes. And guess what? Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs were not Arabs.
Well, I wouldn't think so. They sang in Spanish.
They were Hispanic, but they couldn't be a popular band and be Hispanic at that time. It wouldn't sell, so they made them Arabs, and they made them dress as Arabs.
Arabic was more popular than Hispanic?
You could be an Arab at that time.
What decade was that?
1967. Dave? Stop
wow.
it. Stop it. Stop
what?
It.
I'm just asking.
Just a question. All right. Again, our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And Tammy, what were we just talking about before we came on the air?
Checkpoints.
Yes.
You How said, would you all, well, you know, with all the things that are coming down the pipe with insurance, from healthcare to everything else that's going on, how would people feel about checkpoints to make sure everybody has valid auto insurance? I mean, I don't know. If you've ever been a victim of being hit by an uninsured motorist, would you be all about having checkpoints where people get checked out, make sure they have their valid car insurance, valid driver's license, and then move on down the road? I'm just curious.
And let's talk about that a little bit more, because this happened to us this last week at Autoflex. We have a lot of cars that we lease a lot of cars, we sell a lot of pre-owned cars, and so we had a car that we had leased to a gentleman, a brand new car, and we had brought his car back to Autoflex to appraise it. And that's a lot of what we'll do for you. If you call us, we'll bring you the new car, we'll bring your old car back, we'll get bids on your old car. Then when everything's right, we'll trade out, and you can. So we had done that, and he had his new car, and we had the trade in, and we were going to take the trade in back to him to get his stuff out of it, his garage door opener and his stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
Well, we got blasted on the highway. No, we didn't drink too much on the highway. On the highway,
blasted.
On the way there, a car smashed into the side of his car that we were trading him out of. So we did the trade. We felt like it wasn't probably right to say, oh, by the way, your car's worth less now because it's wrecked.
So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, we did the trade. We got our car. We put it in the shop. The car's a total loss.
It is?
Yep.
I didn't even know that.
Was the driver okay?
Yeah, the driver was fine. He's a little banged up. Dennis is a little sore, but he's a great guy.
By the way, big Chevy Tahoe, nice airbags and the whole nine yards.
It set off every airbag in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
It got hit that hard. So anyway, guess what? The guy's insurance won't cover.
Why?
Because he's got a $25,000 coverage on liability. He carries the state minimum.
Minimum limits.
Oh.
So now our insurance will pay for the damage, the balance. His appeals will pay the first $25,000. And then our insurance company is going to go after him like a dog after a bone.
They'll sue him personally.
Yeah, they will sue him personally.
For whatever's in his savings account, whatever other personal things. He'll have to come up with the extra money. So you've got to think about how much insurance you're carrying. If you carry the state minimum, but you cause a bigger accident than that, they're coming after you personally. So better think about if you're going to go ahead and pay a few more dollars to get enough coverage. This is why on a lease, you are required to carry higher limits of liability because it's a more expensive car, and the law of averages are if you're going to cause an accident, it's going to be more expensive than, say, $5,000, $6,000.
Right.
You could cause a lot of property damage. You take out a sign on the side of the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. We're talking about the government. Who knows what they're charging for that sign? So that'll be three times the cost that it should be, probably. Three times the cost that you or I could get assigned.
Anyway, the message here is don't carry state minimums. I would think 100, 300, and 50 would be the lowest limits anyone should carry. Just because if you don't, it could happen to you. And this guy will have to pay personally now because his insurance won't cover it. So they'll come after him. If he's got a house, they'll put a lien on his house. They'll get it. They'll get their money. They do get their insurance companies are dogged when it comes to getting money. Trust me.
Well, we've already had somebody text in. Yes, the more people that have insurance, the lower our rates will go, which is true because they spread the rising costs over everybody's policies. I was reviewing my own recently, and there was a $6 charge for just on homeowners for volunteer fire department. I was like, what is this? I don't live in a rural area. It's like, well, it's a community, and everybody has to pay. Well,
wow.
Anyway. So spread out the fees among everybody, and then it does get cheaper. True.
Back to the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What do you think about the new Cadillac ATS? I've read about it. I haven't driven it yet. It's supposed to be pretty revolutionary. It's their breakthrough new car, let's say. And you know what? We're going to review the Honda Accord later in the show today, 2013 Honda Accord. We'll talk about the ATS maybe next week. Week after next. We'll get one and review it, by golly.
There's so many new vehicles that have come out that we have a lot of catching up to do, don't we?
Yep.
So Tammy proposed the idea. I think, did you come up with this, the checkpoint idea?
Well, I was just thinking that maybe a checkpoint is a good idea. I don't know. What do you all think? What do you think, Suze?
Well, okay, so we're thinking checkpoints.
I'm going to call you Suzanne.
Suzanne Summers. That's the... That's
bright and cheerful. Sorry. Sybil, that's her name, Sybil.
So if you have to stop just randomly and the police will check for your
insurance
registration.
License. Sure.
Make sure. I mean, I'm okay with it because I've got all my ducks in a row, but every time I had to be inconvenienced, I'm sure I'd be pumping my fist in the air.
Well,
like,
you know, I was in Galveston last year on the seawall, which is it's a very easy place to do this because it's a very confined place. You got the sea on one side and hotels on the other. There's really nowhere to go.
Right.
And they were stopping every car and checking driver's licenses and insurance. And if you did not have valid insurance or if you didn't have a driver's license, they were hauling your car off.
Wow.
Yeah, which is not a bad plan, actually. And you don't have to prove registration in Texas. It's not one of the states. We don't require that. But you do have to prove that you have valid insurance and you have a valid driver's license. And mm-hmm. if you don't, you're not supposed to be driving, so that can happen.
I didn't know they would take your car. I thought you would just get a ticket for not having insurance, and then you can go to court and show that you actually have it, and they usually just flip it.
Well, you know, I know that if you're in an accident and you don't have insurance, they take your car for sure, whether it's drivable or not.
There have been some new rules imposed, and maybe someone who knows could let us know if we have any police officers or lawyers or insurance agents listening.
Well, we know we have police officers that listen.
Right. Maybe they can tell us exactly what would go down in the event that you don't have valid insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And is that really a waste of their time? But does anybody think that that's a good idea?
All right, here we go. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I hit one of those checkpoints last month over by Redbird Mall. So they're actually doing them
They're doing it. Okay.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Can you please give me your opinion on a first car for a teenager.
A good used car.
A good used car.
Okay, something with airbags.
Yeah.
So don't make it too used. I mean, this is your teenager. This is your baby.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of difference in thought on this, too, because if you go back a couple of years and you get an older, say, a Buick, one of the smaller model Buicks, they can be very, very reasonable. They're good cars. They're heavier cars, they're steady cars. Certainly any of the Honda Civic and Honda Accord line or the Toyota Corolla or the Toyota Camry line are good cars. You're going to get an older car that way, but it's still going to be a good car and reliable.
Here's my motherly opinion. Four-cylinder, not too much juice, mm-hmm. no V8s for a teenager. Okay, not that many people are responsible enough to handle the kind of horsepower that will unleash. All right, we get a little horsey and we drive crazy. All the airbags you can possibly get in the car.
Right.
Anti-lock brakes. Anti-skid devices, and electronic brake force distribution.
And if you don't already have a pickup in the family, you could always get them a pickup because you need it on the weekends, right?
Trucks, they have squirrely back ends typically, too.
No,
so I don't
kidding.
Think that's...
Just kidding, folks.
I mean, a lot of kids like to have something like the big Tahoe right. or something like that. But don't make it too big where they're going to pile in 15 teenagers. Now, this is just my safety. But for reliability, stick with something like a Honda Accord, Honda Civic, and you'll be good to go because the car... Well,
it's going to be reliable.
Will last a long time, and you'll be able to sell it to pay for college.
Phone number here is 877-881-1053. Let's check in with Rob in Fort Worth. Good morning. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Yeah, I was actually calling about the insurance, no insurance thing. Actually, I got pulled over in a company vehicle back in 08, and when I went to renew my license, they told me that the company van at the time, I wasn't able to provide insurance. So I ended up just paying it just to say, you know what, yeah, I didn't have the insurance card or the company van at the time. And then I end up having to pay a 3-year surcharge now
yep.
Because of the fact that I, you know, just pled guilty by paying it, is what they said.
Yep.
So for 3 years now, I got to pay this surcharge. And I think it's like $800 for the year, and it's like $35 a month.
Yeah, you know,
that's
what happens now when you get, if you get ticketed for no insurance and you can't prove insurance, if your driving record starts to deteriorate, you get too many tickets, they put a surcharge on you every time you renew your driver's license.
So who are you paying that to, the state or your insurance company?
No, I got to pay for surcharge.
Hey, Rob, turn your radio down.
Who does the surcharge, who did you pay that to? He's gone.
Right.
I don't know
He's
what
listening
happened.
To... Himself
right.
on the air.
Well, you have to pay a surcharge to somebody, and I'm guessing that's to the state.
It is to
the
state.
He said it was when he went to renew his driver's
yeah,
license.
Yeah, it's to the state, and they do it when you. And if you get a DUI, they charge. It's like $2,000 a year surcharge for the next 3 years when you renew your driver's license. Yeah,
yowzers,
it's big money, and maybe some of our educated Fantext fans can Autoflex Fantext fans can text in or call in and tell us what those charges are and how they go to the state.
Well, that's let me right. tell you, I've known a few people that have been down that road. Take a cab everywhere this holiday season.
You know, I had a friend of mine send me an email, and he said all of us have been close to that maybe and maybe should have. And he said the other night, he said I had a little too much, and he said I don't know why, but he said I took a cab, and he said I got home, and he said the amazing thing was I've never driven a cab before, and I don't know where it came from.
We got to take a break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. Phone number to Autoflex Leasing is?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. She caught me reading.
Dos, tres, cuatro. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Good one.
There you go.
And as always, you can Autoflex Leasing fan text us at 43733.
I just wanted to do the 800.
Yeah.
800. Dos, tres, cuatro. Wait, 800?
No, it'd be 888, actually. So it'd be
8888.
There you go. That's pretty good. You're supposed to do like the deeper voice when you do it, though, like,
I need to make it like Telemundo.
Yes.
Okay.
The Spanish soap opera announcer
voice. I'm celebrating my
voice.
Upcoming vacation to Mexico.
Olé.
Wow. Okay. Here we got a great Autoflex Leasing fan text. Going back to what we were talking about, I work for a local PD, and we can look up in our car if you have current insurance or not. Thank you, Andrew.
Really?
Very nice. And looking at the charges that the state charges, for the first DUI, it's $1,000 per year for the first 3 years. For each subsequent DWI, for Texas or out of state, $1,500 a year for the next 3 years.
Each subsequent.
Yes. A DWI with a blood alcohol concentration of 1.6 or more, which would be twice the legal limit, $2,000 a year for 3 years. No insurance, $250 a year for 3 years. driving while license is invalid, $250 a year for 3 years. And finally, no driver's license, $100 a year for 3 years. So the message is keep a driver's license, keep your insurance in, yeah, and keep your insurance in good working order, and don't drink and drive.
Tammy and I were just talking in the commercial break, and a lot of times I've been pulled over before, and when you're reaching in your glove box to get your insurance out, they always tell you leave your hands on the wheel so the officer doesn't think you're reaching for a weapon. So we were just saying that I guess you would wait until he gets to the car and actually asks for it.
Well, find out what it is exactly that you earned. I got pulled over one time. It was very late, and they were just pulling me over because I'm sure they thought I'd been drinking, which
right.
I had not, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so why did you pull me over? Just be quiet, and I'll tell you in a minute.
Well, okay then.
I was like, well, all right.
And you have to, because he's the cop. He's in charge.
It's unusual for me to be able to be quiet. But, boy, I shut my yap. So, anyway, I didn't signal when I turned right. I was in an unfamiliar area, and it was late. I was tired, blah, blah, blah.
Did you get a ticket?
No.
Good.
It wasn't that big a deal.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. We have $3,000 down, no trade and no cosigner. Am I stuck going to a tote the note lot and getting slammed to reestablish my credit? No, you're not. That's why we started Autoflex 2. We have a program at Autoflex called Autoflex 2, Logan, and you can go in. We will more than likely have several options for you to help you rebuild your credit and get you into a car that you want to drive at a payment you can afford.
All right.
We have an amazing, I just want to, as a side note, it's amazing the stuff that they can get done, and we have some great vehicles for just this situation.
Exactly.
You know, they're not too terribly expensive, so you can start out reestablishing your credit slowly and then move up to the newer cars.
Mm-hmm. And since Logan's in Frisco, he can call 972-234-1234, ask for Autoflex 2.
Here's another one. Lost my big salary job in December. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So let's talk about some historic cars, and we're going to work in a little bit of a sports angle here, David.
Yeah, you know, everybody likes big sports stories and big sports stars and all that neat stuff. There's a guy here in Texas that bought Babe Ruth's 1948 Lincoln Continental.
I saw that story.
Yeah, the Sultan of Swats car. Ruth, who was known for hitting 714 home runs, died in 1948, and the year he passed on, Ford Motor Company presented him with a new Lincoln Continental as a measure of their appreciation for his tireless devotion to little leaguers and to baseball. So this car was used all over the country for a few years, driving to county fairs and that kind of thing, Babe Ruth's car, Babe Ruth's last car, that kind of thing. It ended up in the Texas Museum of Automotive History, which is over in Fair Park.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I've been there.
Yeah, and this gentleman that bought the car has some other cars. He's got a collection of muscle cars from the 60s and 70s that are fully restored. And so he was in Dallas trying to buy parts for some of the cars he has, and the guy he was actually dealing with on the parts is also the curator of the Texas Museum of Automotive History. So they start talking, and he's a big baseball fan, and he says, you know, I saw Ruth's car in your museum. And the curator said, well, you know, interesting you should say that, because the gentleman that owns that car is willing to sell it.
Wow.
And so Lonnie Shelton is the gentleman's name that bought the car. He lives in North Texas. He started talking to the owner of the car, and he has purchased Babe Ruth's last car. It's a 1948 Lincoln Continental. And along with that, he's got documentation from Clara Ruth, which was Babe Ruth's wife, that it was, in fact, Babe's car. Car's got 81,000 miles on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is a lot of miles for a car that age. Back then, they didn't drive cars that far.
Is it? Because I was thinking, I mean,
yeah,
that's
now
pretty
it's not
normal,
that much,
yeah.
Right. But back then it was pretty high miles. Interestingly enough, the radio takes about 15 minutes to warm up because it's got tubes, and you have to turn it on, and the tubes, those vacuum tubes, have to warm up, and then they'll operate. The doors and the windows, they're electric. They have hydraulics.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're not. So,
can you imagine if you had to wait for your iPod to warm up?
Oh, nobody would do that.
No.
And finally, the license plates, the Babe.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Did it say how much he bought it for?
It did not. I did not read that in the story. I would think that Mr. Shelton paid a good bit for it. considering it's Babe Ruth's last car.
So it's still here in North Texas.
I mean, it is still here in North Texas.
Potentially see him out tooling around.
Exactly. Well, you could if you were up in the Panhandle because that's where Mr. Shelton lives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What a fun story. Let's talk a little bit about Ford Racing.
Well, this is an interesting thing, too. You know, there's a lot of driving schools, and I went out to the Texas Motor Speedway and did the Indy driving school out there, which was really, really a lot of fun. Ford Racing now has something called the Raptor Assault Driving School, and this is for people that buy a Ford Raptor. You know, there's a lot of driving schools where you could drive a Miata or BMW M3 or maybe a Cadillac CTSV, but in this school, you can take your Raptor out, and they've got an 8-acre rock crawling course, a 22-acre high-speed off-road course, and a 900-acre desert racing course all together in one place.
Fun!
Yeah, it's really, really, really good. It is Miller Motorsport Park in Utah, and that's where it is, and that's where you've got to go if you want to do this. And you got to have a Raptor.
You can't go if you have a Jeep?
I don't think so. I think it's a Raptor only.
At least that's, if you have a Jeep or something.
I would think so. You're gonna have to spring for a Ford Raptor to get it. But if you do, it is pretty, pretty amazing. And they've got it split up into three experience levels. You can do a hot laps ride-along program. You can do a three-hour Raptor assault experience that includes rock crawling and the small off-road course. Or you can do hot laps with a pro driver. And if you want to do the full money, all of it, then you can do all three. Prices range from $300 to $1,395 for the whole thing. But if you own a Raptor, you get a discount.
Nice.
So I guess you can do it with some other cars. It didn't say that in here, but I guess you can because with a Raptor comes a discount.
It just seems like it'd be a waste because there's only a finite number of the Raptors.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
Or so, maybe they have some you can rent while you're there. You know, like you pay by the hour to use it or something.
You know, we lease a lot of cars to professional athletes, and one of the cars that we lease a lot of is a Ford Raptor. A lot of those guys get Raptors.
I totally believe it. And a lot of them drive Dodge Challengers, too.
They do, yeah. And also, they drive Land Rovers. If a guy is 6'7 and weighs 325, he won't fit in all cars.
Right.
So you find a lot of the bigger sedan or the bigger cabin cars is what they get.
So speaking of renting something to do the course, I came across something called relay rides.
Oh, I love this.
So what, you know, when you go to work, your job is a little bit different. You go to this gig and you go to that gig and you're all over the place. But most of us go to our job. We sit there for 10, 12 hours a day and then we go home.
Right.
Well, we work while we're there. We're not just sitting, but our car sits there unused, quietly in the parking garage or in the parking lot, bored, doing nothing, and we pay what we pay each month to keep the car going with insurance and so forth.
And it sits all the time.
And it sits. So I found a story about this company. There are several places like this, but this one was called Relay Rides, where you can list your car online and people can rent it from you by the hour, by the day.
Right. And so it was. It's sort of an interesting story because it's got this little girl and she's riding her bicycle like she rides her bicycle to work every day. But every once in a while, she wants to go to the beach. It's 100 miles away, so she goes to Relay Rides. And she rents a car for the day and she drives to the beach and she drives back.
But she also finds a car that, you know, close in her neighborhood that she could rent. You know, she doesn't even have to go downtown to pick it up or whatever.
Because this is set up for individuals that want to rent their cars to individuals.
Right.
And so I went on this website and people have their cars listed. You know, Franz Ford, $7.50 an hour or $25 for the day.
Seriously.
And how do you vet the drivers?
Well, they say this company says they do it. You know, the driver has to provide their good driving record and proof of insurance and yada, yada, yada. And they're supposed to fill the tank back, you know, with whatever gas they used. And I'd sure like to hear from anybody who may have rented their car out through Relay Rides and see if it works and see if they're making any money on it.
I'm the devil's advocate, but maybe you're a guy and you don't want your girlfriend to catch you messing around.
Oh, yeah.
Relay Rides.
So, there you go.
Right. Maybe you've got 2 kilos you need to deliver down to the coast. Relay Rides, you know?
It's not my car. I don't know. It was in the car when I picked it up. I'm just renting the car to go to the beach.
Holding up a 7-Eleven tonight?
No problem.
Relay Rides.
Well, that does have a lot of potential for crime, doesn't it?
Or for, who knows? But anyway, I thought, it does sound like a great idea, you know, rent your car out while it's just sitting
there. Make a little extra money.
But how many of us are so obsessed about our car and how meticulously it's maintained and driven? And
I'm so paranoid. I would be freaked out that somebody installed, like, cameras and microphones so that they could watch me.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. They could rig your car up with stuff.
Yep.
And then watch you later. Mm-hmm. That'd be terribly uninteresting in my case.
Watch me put on makeup on my drive into work.
Ooh, they might see somebody pick a nose.
Yep. All right, we got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. Our phone number is 877-881-1053. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And big lease return sale going on right now at Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. If you want to go online to autoflex.com, you can see all of our great lease returns and pre-owned cars there. Here's the thing. It's that time of year, and that's why we have this lease return sale every year at this time. People trade cars at the beginning of the model year. And so they're in their leases, and their leases are up at the beginning of the model year. And so we have gotten literally hundreds over the past month of lease returns in that are just great vehicles, SUVs, sedans, sports cars, luxury vehicles.
We got in an Infiniti G. I think it's 3 years old with 9,500 miles on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that car will not last the weekend.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole lot of cars that won't last the weekend, is good.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a whole lot, but
at both locations until, is it 6 o'clock tonight?
5 o'clock
tonight. 5 o'clock tonight. Yep. So be sure to call them. Take advantage of that lease return sale while you can.
And we will deliver it to you. If you don't even have time or the desire to come to us, call us, tell us what you want. We will bring it to your house and sign you up right there. How's that?
Yes.
For service.
Don't get out in this cold weather.
Well, and that's what we did with Sybil. We brought all the paperwork up here to Sybil to sign in a commercial press.
Yeah, I ran downstairs. We're on the 12th floor of our building. I ran down to the first floor, met up with Harry, signed my papers, handed him my old keys. He handed me my new keys, and I came back up before we got back on the air.
Did you run or did you take the elevator?
Well, I took the elevator, okay, but I was rushing.
Sure. Elevator and then from the elevator. Mr. Smarty Britches.
But it's easy because I had done everything over the phone with Tammy.
And we had driven in advance. Yeah, we got all those cars there at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So you could come in and, you know, would you like to spend three different Saturdays of three different weekends?
No. And God, that sounds horrible.
I know. Who
it's
has other things to do?
It is a drag.
Look at her. She's just bouncing her chain. No, I've got other things to do.
I do. Everybody
well, like
does.
You're going to go judge a dog costume show.
Yes. Jasmine from New School and I are going to Sundown at Granada. There's a big Halloween costume contest for puppy dogs, and they've got brunch specials and all that. You guys should come over there afterwards.
I saw a dog dressed as a dinosaur. It had like
Funny.
A raptor. Yeah.
They that
had like
might a raptor win the thing. Contest in my book. I like that.
Yeah. Anyway,
Dogasaur.
Pretty cool. A dogosaur.
Let's talk about this 2013 Honda Accord.
Yeah, you know, the 2012 Honda Accord didn't get good reviews, and we drove the car and reviewed it, and we agreed that we didn't like the car that well.
The 12? I liked it okay.
I didn't like the seats at all, and I thought it was noisy. So anyway.
Like a three-year-old.
Yeah. So anyway, Honda listened to all of that, and their 2013 Accord is a huge improvement over the 2012. Now, first of all, the car is smaller. It's 3.5 inches shorter in wheelbase and an inch thinner than the 2012, but you can't tell it on the inside. It seems bigger. In fact, it is bigger. There's a foot more trunk room. There's more leg room in the back. In fact, the back seat is basically cavernous. It's so comfortable. There's no way to bump your knees on the seat in front of you, even if the person in front of you is tall.
Cavernous.
The biggest thing I noticed is, well, two things. The seats. They're very, very comfortable. The seats in the 12 were too hard. They were very uncomfortable to sit in. These seats, you're going to love.
I think seats are important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's where we're strapped in.
That's one of the main things people buy cars for or not is because of the seats.
Mm-hmm. And cup holders.
The seats, we'll talk about that in a minute. The seats are really, really comfortable. The car is, now here's the other thing. We talked about automakers shushing up their cars a couple of weeks ago with the same technology that Bose uses.
Active noise cancellation.
Exactly. The Honda 2013 Accord has active noise cancellation in the cabin. And let me tell you what, it's weird.
Wow.
It works. It's so quiet. And you know it's not.
It's white noise being piped in there.
But you can't tell. Yeah, they cancel the noise from outside the car. There's four little speakers and there's a microphone inside the car, and it works to cancel noise from outside the car. And it's crazy how quiet this car is.
I like that.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
It's nice to have a car in a price point under $30,000.
Well, and
that feels and sounds
like more than $30,000, exactly.
Much more expensive.
All right, now the car I drove was the LX, and let me just tell you, there is no DX anymore, so the LX is the bottom line. It's the baseline.
Entry level. Let's call it entry level.
Entry level. Car has a window sticker of $23,270.
Not bad.
That's the manufacturer's suggested retail price. You can buy the car for less than that.
Always.
I think that a couple of things.
Take off $1.50.
The lease on it is so cheap that it's crazy. It is very, very inexpensive.
Very affordable because, and let me tell you why that happens, because of the extremely high resale value.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's why we recommend Honda in a lot of cases. So, but here's what the car comes standard with. Backup camera.
Yay.
16-inch alloy wheels.
Nice.
160-watt AM/FM stereo with CD player, four speakers. It's got MP3 playback. It's got auxiliary input jacks for a USB. It does Bluetooth sound. It has Pandora capability. It does stuff that cars don't normally do that costs $23,000. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really, really great. Driver's seat does heat adjustment. It's got the fold-down rear seat, which you're used to with a Honda. Tilt and telescopic steering column. It's got drive...
Let's go back to that folding rear seat. That gives you people what you need as far as that SUV feel, you know, whenever you want to be able to carry stuff in the
big,
back of your car,
stuff.
Long things, et cetera. You can have that car that gets the better fuel economy and still have the versatility of a station wagon or an SUV.
Now, okay. Here's the other thing.
Dave.
It's got a big 8-inch screen that you can see the backup camera on. Here's a really innovative thing. If you turn your turn signal on to change to the right-hand lane, there is a small camera underneath the right-hand outside mirror that shows up on that 8-inch screen and shows you where your blind spot is.
How
that
cool.
There's something there or not. It's very, very cool. A little hard to get used to, but it's very, very cool.
Well, that shows you if somebody's whipping up on the right side of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Real quickly,
in your blind spot.
Because you put on your blinker and you're going the normal speed limit and then... Ding dong over here, who's going 150 because he's trying to put out a fire somewhere, comes zipping up, and that's how those accidents happen because you're going the speed limit and they are varying from that and whip up into your zone.
So let's move on. It's got steering wheel mounted, illuminated audio controls, cruise controls, phone controls, and of course it'll Bluetooth to your phone.
All of this is on the base LX.
Yes, it's crazy. The instrument cable is backlit. You have a tach. You have digital odometers. You have two of them. Mm-hmm. You have electric power steering indicator. You've got tire pressure monitors. It is absolutely amazing. All the windows are auto up and down. The door locks are programmable to lock automatically. It's just dual air conditioning zones.
What's the fuel economy in this one?
Well, and that's the other thing. The fuel economy is really, really great. In fact, I'll have to find that in just a minute.
I think it tops 30 miles per gallon on the highway, though, and that's fabulous with a four-cylinder car that'll hold five people.
It does. Yeah, the mileage in town is 27. It is 36 on the highway. And here's the other thing. They were really smart in this car. They put a 17-gallon gas tank in this car, which means your highway range is more than 600 miles between fill-ups.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So if you drove down here from Notre Dame, you can drive straight home without stopping while you're crying after the Sooners spank you.
All right. Anyway, for me, it was a double thumbs up on the car. It is a huge improvement over the 2012, and it's a lot of car for the money. And the lease, it's cheap. It'll surprise you.
So call Autoflex to find out.
That is right. 817 or 972-234-1234. Ask if you can test drive the 2013 Honda Accord LX. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. Phone number is 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And the numbers to Autoflex are
817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area, but only call if you want to save money.
Could you potentially get a 2013 Ram 1500 at Autoflex?
You can, and guess what? Ram has been awarded the Truck of Texas Award by the Texas Automotive Journalists.
Wow.
Texas Auto Writers, 50 of them got together, they tested out all of the trucks, and they gave the Ram 1500 the Truck of Texas Award, which is sort of a big thing, and that's a lot of bragging rights and stuff. Now, also, I have to mention that they voted the best heavy-duty pickup to the 2013 F-250 Super Duty, the three-quarter ton Ford, the best off-road pickup, the F-150 SVT Raptor, which we talked about earlier, the best compact SUV, the Ford Escape, and the best midsize luxury SUV, the Ford Explorer Sport.
And they had to do that because otherwise how could Ford be the best in Texas?
Well, and they may have a little problem with Ram on that after that. Now, I will have to say this too. No one has seen the new Chevrolet and the GMC pickups, and they have not changed those pickups at all really since 2006. So in December, on December the 13th in Detroit, GM is going to reveal the 2013 Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups. And if you wanted to see those actually in person, you'd have to wait to the 2013 North America International Auto Show in Detroit, and that comes in January. Now, one of the coolest things, Ford Fusion has a new commercial coming out, and it says that when you drive a Ford Fusion, all of the rest of the cars disappear. And here's how they've done this commercial. And if you want to see the actual filming of the commercial and how they did it, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page and look for Ford Pulls Disappearing Act with Fusion Competitors. It is really, really cool. They've hired an artist named Lu Bolin. He's Chinese, and he's known for creating photographs where he paints his body and clothing to sort of camouflage himself into the surroundings. What Ford has done is they've lined up some competitors' cars on the side of the street on the curb, and they have had him work his magic. So he paints these cars to look like the background. And when the Ford Fusion drives past them, they appear to be transparent.
How cool.
It's very, very cool. And if you want to see, again, if you want to see how they did the filming of that, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page. Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page. And you can click on Ford Pulls Disappearing Act with Fusion, and you'll be able to see how they filmed that commercial. I thought it was great.
That's like I went to a haunted house a long time ago at the Wax Museum, and one of the rooms was black and white checkered walls with a strobe light, and you walk through and it just looks like an empty room, but as soon as you get to the middle where you're too far from the door to turn around, these people come out of the walls and just slowly creep up to you. Yeah, and they match, they blend in. Like you never saw them because they were painted to match the walls.
Freakish.
Like the Gautier Somebody I Used to Know video.
Mm.
That has it too.
Neat.
So check that out at the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page.
The show's almost over.
I know.
This is Waddle's last show.
Here is, it is Waddle's last show.
Waddle, we're going to miss you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It's a little sad. I'm going to miss you guys, too. This is one of the bright spots coming in and working with you guys in the morning.
Aww.
Well, we appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Waddle.
Should we tell everybody what his first name is, because no one's ever known?
I don't know. They'll let you do that.
Okay.
You do what you want.
I think it's Nelson.
Nelson Waddle.
No. Don't do that to me.
Decent.
But people can keep up with you on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
It is @big_time_waddle.
There you go.
Big time Waddle. All right.
So keep in touch with Waddiddly-Doo.
Waddle, you've been a huge, huge asset for many years, and you do a great job, and we really, really are going to miss you. You're a great guy.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate that.
He's my sooner guy.
It's been a pleasure. I am your sooner guy.
That's right.
Boomer sooner.
We're going to have Colby in here next week, and you're going to have to bond with Colby over, I don't know what team affiliation he has.
I believe he's Texas.
Uh-oh.
That's okay.
Uh-oh. I might butt some hurts.
That's all right. Just...
It's okay. I'm still on Twitter, Tammy. We can correspond there.
I'll call you.
There you go. Got some Autoflex Leasing fan texts here. I use my car for work. I drive 30 to 40,000 miles a year. Is there a lease program for that kind of mileage?
You know, two ways to look at that. If you're going to drive a lot of miles, the thing you have to consider is how long are you financing the car? Because if you carry it for 5 or 6 years and you put that many miles on it, you're going to have a car 3 years old that you're going to be so far upside down and you can't get out. And nobody wants it. So there's that. So you can program the lease for the number of miles you're going to drive, and at least you know you can get out when you want to.
And what you have to understand is your payment will be higher because you're using a larger amount of the car, because the car depreciates according to the miles that you're driving, right?
Now, the other side of that deal is, do you go out and find a 1 or 2 year old pre-owned car where you haven't had that huge first year depreciation, and then just drive it until the wheels fall off? And you can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a good car, that's probably not a bad plan. You know, we listened to the young man last week that had a $20,000 car that got great gas mileage, and he's going to drive the car for 200,000 miles, which he can probably do.
It all depends on what your goal is. So when you call Autoflex and you get a leasing specialist, sales specialist on the phone, we're going to be able to tell you, based upon your criteria, what you're trying to accomplish, what your budget is, what would be best for you, because it's not for everybody to do it that way. You might want to buy the car and drive it till the wheels fall off and keep it 4 or 5 years. There are cars, one of my dealers was telling me about the BMW diesel engine and how that engine will last 400,000 miles. Well, yes, the 3-year lease is nice because you get the free maintenance, you know,
mm-hmm.
and warranty period during the 4-year 50,000 miles. But if you wanted to buy that car, the engine should last 400,000 miles. So you shouldn't be afraid to buy a car like that. Know that you'll have to spend a little money along the way to keep it nice, just like your house, people.
Right.
You have to paint the exterior. You have to clean the carpets. You have to fix a cabinet and the hinge every now and then, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same with a car if you want to keep it going and operating at the top of its, you know, capability.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the lease goes and you drive high miles, that will keep you from being upside down when you want to trade the car if you are a person that wants to trade every 3, 4, or 5 years. Okay?
All right, another Autoflex Leasing fan texture. What do you guys think about the new Subaru BRZ? I'm thinking of getting it for my wife. That's a great idea. If you can get a really good sports car for your wife to drive, and she'll be fine with that. Yeah, I think it's a great car. It's a great-looking car. There's a lot of good press on the car. Subaru builds a really, really good product, has for years. Maybe has the most loyal customer base that exists.
Yeah.
People that drive Subarus, they don't drive anything.
More than Honda? Wow.
Oh, they're yes. huge. They're Subaru people are excited about their cars. They love them.
Mm-hmm. I think I told you guys a story. I drove a car in Seattle when I lived there for a couple of years after high school, and it only cost $600, and it was an orange Subaru. I don't even know what model it was, but
right.
It was a $600 car, so picture that.
They're tough little boogers, though.
And I had to put my boombox in the back seat because it didn't have a stereo in the car. So, yes, Daniel, to answer the question, if you would like to call Autoflex about that Subaru BRZ, 817-234-1234 is the number. If you want to call the Richardson location, 972-234-1234, or out of the area code, 888-234-1234, call today about the lease return sale. You have about 5, 8, 7 more hours
about
to take advantage of it. I'm really bad at math.
Don't do math on the radio.
I know.
Ever.
I never have learned that lesson.
Or email us at autoflex.com.
Absolutely.
There
inquiry or new client or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kevin and Corey are coming up next. We'll be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Waddle for your many years being with us. We will miss you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. I'll miss you too.
And... I already said it. Coming up next, Kevin and Corey. For David Blessingham and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. We'll see you back here
next week.
That's right.
Autoflex.
105 through the fan. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I get down the
understand.